Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cyber Attack Defenders podcast series. As federal agencies are considerably challenged from a highly advanced cyber threat landscape, there's a critical need for procuring the right solutions for staying one step ahead of the bad guys. However, the big question is, how can agencies do this when budgetary resources are extremely low and the threat vector is very high? Today we're speaking with Jean-Paul Bergeau, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Swish Data, about the company's new cybersecurity offering, as well as key cyber trends in government. And Jean-Paul, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Matt. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's just jump right in. Now, before we talk about your new cybersecurity offering, tell us a little bit about Swish Data. Give us some background there.
Sure. So we've been around for about, actually, 8 years now. So we've been doing mostly in that time data center solutions, not as much focused on the cybersecurity side. And a few years ago, we started getting more and more into cybersecurity, and we found that there's really a space for us to add some value in the market. And we're a woman-owned small business focused on the federal government. And we've done a lot of different areas, but we're known for being a solutions provider, a solutions integrator to the federal government community.
That's great. That's a perfect segue into my next question. So tell us a little bit more about the cybersecurity practice that you all launched not too long ago.
Sure. Yeah, a little history is we've actually been playing around on the cybersecurity side more under the customer requests of, because we have a trusted advisor status with a lot of customers saying, hey, can you help us over here now? And we really hadn't looked at that area. And so for 2 or 3 years now, we've been kind of playing around a little bit and realized in that time that there really weren't a lot of solution providers from the more solution provider rather than system integrator. So there's a lot of system integrators providing a total solution package. But we do something a little bit different, more on the, here's the product, let's help you game plan. And so we jumped in and worked very hard over a matter of a year, year and a half, vetting a lot of products, looking at all the different value propositions, figuring out what works together and integrates well. And that's what's kind of birthed what we're now talking about, the cybersecurity practice that we launched maybe a month or two ago, made it official. It's been around. Kind of had the solution around for several months now, but made it official, I guess, a month or two ago as a true cybersecurity practice that's now out in the open.
That's great. So what have been the hardest things about putting together your cybersecurity solution?
You know, I think whenever you have a lot of innovation happening in cybersecurity area, there's a lot of innovation. And it's actually very exciting and fun to be in an area that's got so much innovation and happening. One of the challenges is everybody wants to be an innovator because that's really what's happening in the market. So you get a lot of companies that are trying, and they may or may not be where they need to be, and you have to really vet them. And so there's a lot of effort to really ask a lot of tough questions and say, I want to see that work. And I think our customers are faced with exactly the same problem, where somebody comes in and they want to do certain things with the customer. They know that's what where they want to be, but they may not really be there yet, or they may have just caught on to a wave of a certain catchphrase, and it may sometimes when you walk in think the product's going to do certain things it doesn't do. And that takes a lot of time, and it took us a lot of time vetting and honestly, Matt, becoming a customer for a lot of it, the same way that our customers do.
Right. That's interesting. I guess to flip the coin onto the other side, what have been the most surprising things that you've learned during this process?
You know, you hear it's scary and you hear some of the stories, but you really don't realize how hard it is until you dig into it. And you realize it is really, really hard to defend. The bad guys are out there, and I think the most surprising thing is there really is no silver bullet, and there really isn't anything out there. You would think there's going to be somebody that can find a way to solve it. There isn't. It's all about the chase and hopefully the pursuit. And there's now products out there that can make it so you can protect and you can defend. There is no silver bullet. It takes a lot of work. And I think it's surprising in that because there's so much innovation happening, you're not going to defend everything. It's a matter of catching it before it becomes a problem. Instead of instead of preventing the leaks, it's stopping the leaks. And that's surprising to me because you would think with so much technology out there and so many different new and cool and innovative products, you could stop the leaks completely and seal the dam. You just can't. And it's unfortunate, but it is surprising to me. I was hoping to find something out there. I think there's a lot of fun in that because there's a lot of innovation, a lot of integration. And I'm, as an engineering guy, I love integrating things and putting things together. And that's been fun about that.
That's awesome. And that goes perfect for my next question. So what is it about cybersecurity that is different than other areas of IT?
Exactly what I said. I've been around in IT for a long time, and I can remember, in the late 90s and the early 2000s, there was so much innovation happening inside of just the core data center. You're talking about the birth of VMware in the early 2000s. You're talking about things like deduplication. Storage just leaping forward in how it does things and the features that were being offered. And there's just so many things I could point to that was happening in that time that was just innovating and really changing the landscape of the data center itself. That was an exciting time. I remember just hungering for the next new cool thing that's going to solve another problem or advance everything forward. And while there's still some great stuff out there, you don't see those leaps forward anymore. It's more of evolutionary rather than revolutionary. And I think cybersecurity is different in that. It really is new and cool products that are revolutionizing the industry every day. You've got new things happening and new ideas happening that, to me, it's exciting. As an engineer, you get your propeller spinning.
That's awesome. Well, I know another thing that probably gets your propeller spinning, too, is the new Cyber Attack Defenders campaign, the viral video campaign. It's very cool. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, one of the difficult things when you go into a new area and really focus now on that area, because we've really kind of done it when we could and looked for opportunities, but really we want to focus on the cybersecurity areas. And one of the difficult parts is really establishing yourself and getting out there. So we thought, how do we get out there? How do we put our name out there, put our solution out there so people can recognize or see what we're trying to do? And so we came up with this idea of bringing real stories out and bringing real breaches out, and let's talk about those in a way that can make it more personal and understand that it's not that nebulous, oh, the agency got hacked. Let's talk about the real effects of that. So we've put together some scenarios, and we've actually hired a production studio to produce some of these real-life stories out and do these viral videos. We're hoping they go viral, these videos that we think are interesting. And then a lot of the content on the site that we've created, Cyber Attack Defenders, goes right behind and tells the backstory. So the videos tell the impact, but a lot of this content we're providing tells the backstory of true stories inside of these videos.
That's awesome. That's great. It's really exciting that campaign is coming to life. And John Paul, anything else to add before we sign off? I think we've covered off on a lot of great things, but anything we didn't cover today?
Right now I can't think of anything. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Well, we really appreciate your time today. For all of our listeners, you just heard the very first Cyber Attack Defenders podcast with John Paul Bergeau, who is the CTO of Swish Data, who was kind enough to spend time with us today to talk about the company's new cybersecurity offering and the exciting new viral video campaign to support that called Cyber Attack Defenders. And John Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Take care.